Hey, mind if I join you? Well, I couldn't sleep either, so I figured I'd come sit on the porch with you. Mind if I borrow a light? Thank you. So, what's with you? Long day? Well, tell me about it. Ugh. No. He's just a douchebag, that's all. How can you sit there and say he's not? I mean, he. Take, for instance, how he even asked you, approaching you at work, telling you that you look oh so nice in that skirt. Like, fuck off. Nope. I say there's a time and a place. In the workplace, it's not one of those places. It is not that I don't approve of anyone. It's just that I don't approve of who you pick. You cannot sit there with a straight face and tell me that all your past dates have been winners. Especially that one guy who left you at the party just because he wanted to go home early and play Xbox. Fuck off. You've got this amazing girl, this absolute dime piece who got all dressed up for you, and you didn't even fucking appreciate it enough to drive her home. No, it's not about the fact that I came and got you. You know I'd come and get you any time. It's the fact that he left you in the first place. Yeah, well, I don't know who would approve of. I don't know. I haven't met anyone. If one comes along, I guess I'll let you know. Think about that. Because think about what you're asking me to, think about. It's pictured who would be a nice match for you would mean picturing you with someone else. And I don't want to do that. Cuz. No, just cuz. It's a waste of time. I don't want to think about it. No, it's not. No, I didn't mean it like. I didn't mean it like it was a waste of time, like you're never going to meet someone. I just mean it's a waste of time because you probably already met them and you aren't even paying attention. Like. I don't know what I mean. Nothing. I'm going to bed. No, I don't want to. I feel like. I feel like you already know what I'm trying to say. And you have for a while, because you'd have to be blind not to see how I feel about you. And if you wanted to do something, you would have done it already. And that's fine that you didn't. But don't sit here and try to drag it out of me. It's bad enough as is. No, I don't mean bad as in our friendship is bad. I just mean that why are you doing this to me? What do you mean you don't understand? After all these years, after 5 years, you don't understand? After 3 of those years of me completely looking at you a different way you haven't understood, after all the things that I would bend over backwards to do for you, the things that I would do to you if you would let me. Jesus Christ, the way that I look at you. And you don't understand? I haven't exactly been hiding it. I'm in love with you. I am desperately in love with you. That's why no other man's going to be good enough. No other person's going to be good enough. Because I know if you let me, I'd be the best for you and for me and for us. You would make me the best. I could be the best. I thought you knew. Yeah, it's kind of clear now that you didn't. Yeah, I'm getting that now. So how do you feel about me? Oh, thank God. No, I'm just... I really didn't... think you liked me. Back that way. I mean, I didn't think that in a million years that you, of all people, would. So you really do like me. This is real. You're really real. Come here. God, I've waited so long to kiss you. You have no idea how many years I have waited to kiss you. How I have dreamed of kissing you. And it's so much better than I could have ever have imagined. You're so much better than anything I could have imagined. And you deserve so much better than just all right. And I cannot wait to start being that for you. I love you. I will always love you.